Support for Rock Island Lions comes from the people at Quad City Bank and Trust, helping the local community with their banking and financial needs for more than 25 years. Information is available at qcbt.com.
This is Roald Tweet on Rock Island. It was Mark Twain who first noticed that the Mississippi was constantly shortening itself, cutting off loops and bends, and that in 100 years or so, St. Paul and New Orleans would be less than 10 miles apart. He was worried about what that would do to steamboating. Less obvious is what is happening to the width of the river between LeClaire, Iowa, and Port Byron, Illinois. These small communities lie at the head of the old Rock Island Rapids that caused steamboats so much grief. This stretch has always been the narrowest part of the entire Mississippi. Since 1987, it's been getting even narrower. That was the year LeClaire and Port Byron challenged each other to a tug-of-war across the channel. Since then, the Great River Tug-of-War across the Mississippi has become an annual event each August. Each town lines up 10 teams of 20 tuggers each and a woman's exhibition match at the end. Teams line up at each end of a 2,400-foot rope, an inch in diameter, weighing 640 pounds. Each tug is 3 minutes long, after which judges measure which team has given up the most territory. In 1996, it took 9 tugs for Port Byron to win by 8 inches. They currently lead the series by 8-6. Not until 1993 did an astute Corps of Engineers observer notice that all that heavy pulling from both sides was slowly drawing the two riverbanks closer, an average of some 3.4 inches each year. If neither side gives up and the contests continue, engineers estimate that in less than a century, LeClaire and Port Byron will merge with a creek between them. Already, city officials from both communities are wrangling over what to call the new town. Port Clair or Le Byron are two possibilities. I don't think it will come to that. At the rate that bully to the east is gobbling up territory, cornfield by cornfield, as it heads west, in 100 years, both Le Clair and Port Byron will already have become mere neighborhoods of Chicago.
Rock Island Lines is supported by grants from the Illinois Humanities Council, the Illinois Arts Council, a state agency, and by Augustana College, Rock Island.